It's time for Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball is brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Bickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. Now, let's go out to the court for the voice of the Carrington Cardinals. Here's BJ Walters.
We welcome you to Fort Totten of North Dakota and Fort Wins School, as it is Carrington Cardinal Basketball on the radio. And tonight, Region 2 play continues as the Cardinals hit the road to take on the Indians of Fort Wins, Minnewaukan. Happy to have you with us, BJ Walters, with you on Fort Totten. Carrington coming in on a season-best six-game winning streak. They are 10-1 on the year, still ranked fourth in the new polls, which looked a lot like the old polls that were released yesterday afternoon. They go up against a four-win Minnewaukan team that won their season opener over Standing Rock and have not won since. They are on an eight-game losing streak, 0-2 in Region 2 play. But if history is any indication, this will be a difficult game tonight. Carrington and Four Winds Minnewaukan tonight meeting for the 13th time all time. Carrington leads the series 9-3. So you ask, BJ, what's the issue? What's the trouble that you're talking about? Carrington 7-0 at home against the Indians, and just 2-3 away from the East Gym at Carrington High School against Fort Wins Minnewaukan. So that's the matchup tonight. It's a big game because of a game that happened last night in the region. And when we come back, we'll take a look at what's ahead and take a look back at what happened 24 hours ago. And we will do that when Cardinal Basketball continues in a moment.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. Traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Zach Volson, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. Too much emphasis today is placed on the wrong definition of a winner. The correct definition is one who does the very best he or she can in practice and at contests while treating those around them with respect. You may not win every contest, but if you tried your best, you are a winner. Let's not take shortcuts to winning. Let's not make our students feel badly about doing their best. Support high school activities and the true definition of a winner. A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
I'm Madison Horned, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
Coming up here very shortly, in fact, about 15 minutes from now. Let's take a look at the Region 2 standings, which a very important game was played last night, and in that very important basketball game, it was Devils Lake coming back from a 12-point first-half deficit to defeat Thompson on the road, 56-47. And what that means is that Devils Lake is now 3-0 within the region. Carrington is 4-1. Thompson is 2-2. If Carrington can beat Thompson when they visit on February 6th, Carrington will pretty much lock up a first-round bye in the regional tournament coming up at the end of February. Now, Grafton is 1-2, 4 wins, Minnewaukan 0-2, Hillsborough Central Valley is 0-3. And 4 wins, Minnewaukan, in their two region games, have given up 75 points per game. They're not that bad for the season defensively. Overall, in their 9 games, they've given up 58 points per game. Carrington, as you know, the best defensive team in the region. They give up only 38 points per game for the season, 44 points per game in their 5 region contests. And so, when you look at that, this could be a good matchup. But just a season ago, Carrington came over here and did fall to 4 wins from Minnewaukan. It was their final regular season loss before dropping a game in the semifinals of the regional tournament, winning the regional qualifier game, if you will, and then losing the state qualifying game to Valley City. The other teams in the top 5 this week in the poll, South Prairie Max, well, they only went and beat Stanley by 60 last night. They're number 1. Devils Lake is number 2. Valley City is number 3. They beat Central Cass 61-46 on the road an evening ago. Number 4, Carrington. Number 5, Thompson. Also receiving votes, Kindred. They beat Oak Grove 61-51. And Kindred over the weekend got the better of Devils Lake. It was the Firebirds' first loss of the season. Some other scores just to keep an eye on tonight. First off, on the and we invite you to have our audio on and put on a different game on YouTube, because the Jamestown Blue Jays have not won a WDA game this year. They have pretty much led throughout against the third-place team in the WDA, Bismarck Legacy. That's on the Jamestown 107.1 YouTube page. The outstanding David Burrell has the call for you there. Beulah is at South Prairie Max tonight. Valley City Kindred, we'll keep an eye on that one for you as well. Dickinson Trinity and Watford City, we'll see how that goes. Out west, Edgley Cole Montpelier will be in Carrington towards the end of the month. They are at Ellendale tonight, and we'll keep you updated on that one as well throughout the evening as we get updates. It is Carrington. It is 4 wins, Minnewaukan coming up. And when we come back, we'll sit down with the head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Brock. We will do that when Carrington Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
Carrington sports fans, kids. Want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fostercoNews.com.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington. And FM 100.1, K261EW, Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
I'm Mark Coots, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Back in Fort Totten, it is Carrington and Four Winds Minnewaukan coming up. We're joined by the head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton. And coach, you got to dive back into region play tonight. Every game's big, but obviously region game's a little more important.
Sure, and we want to be focused in. We know they have shooters, so we want to be guarding the ball really well and boxing out so we can get those long rebounds.
The last couple of days, I know the school has been battling a lot of sickness going around and whatnot. Not are your kids okay? I mean, that's the most important thing coming into a game. Are your kids okay?
Well, we have one that didn't make the trip, and we have a couple others that they got something going. So we'll just keep an eye on them, and that's another nice thing about depth. We can rotate kids pretty hard.
So you've had a couple of days of practice leading into this one. When you do have that little bit of time after that that rugby game, are you able to really focus on the small details, or is that something you guys do anyway?
Yeah, you know, we focus in on their ball screen action. They're really heavy on the ball screen action, and we know it's coming. We have to get on the high side with some of their shooters and then just make sure we got the weak side coverage on their ball screens. You know, it's pretty simple shell drill, things we do daily, and yesterday at practice, we were able to run through some of that.
So it's Four Winds Minnewaukan. This is a different style of offense because they're not afraid to take a jump shot. Certainly, this team not afraid to take a jump shot. How different is the prep for a team that's a little different offensively?
Actually, they're a lot more structured than some of the teams we play. They run a lot of sets. They're very heavy on the ball screen. They have a little big little screen that we went through too. So they're heavy on the sets. They run good OBs. The kids know their actions, so we have to be prepared and lock in on defense.
What is Surrey Gord best at?
Just seeing the court, shooting the ball, just all-around basketball player. I mean, she can fill up a stat sheet not only with her shooting, but with her passing, rebounding, defense. She reads the court well. She's played 3 years already and a lot of good experience, but she's put a lot of time in the game. And
there's something about coaches' kids, aren't there? I mean, you've got one on your team as well, and I mean, they do see the floor really well. They make good decisions. decisions. It must be really fun to have a coach's kid on the team.
Yeah, they tend to put in the gym time and drag along with mom or dad to the gym and get that court time in. And if they have the love for the game, you know, they continue to work at it and want to get better.
Are they as structured defensively as they are offensively with some of the trapping and pressing that they like to do?
Yeah, they like to double the ball whenever they get a chance. And we got to rotate out of those traps. And if we rotate heavy and get layups, we'll break down their pressure. They showed a little bit of zone trapping and a little bit of full court pressing, not a lot. But, you know, I'm just adjust on the fly sometimes to do to what they're doing. And just got to make sure we break those double teams.
You get Mara Kutz back tonight. How impactful is she, you know, being in the post? Sort of a rim protecting player.
Yeah, we'll look at the B game here and just kind of make a decision on how many, you know, ups and downs she can do. And she had a good practice yesterday. So just kind of a day-by-day situation, minute-by-minute when it comes to the ball game.
Well, Coach, good luck tonight. Have some fun out there.
Thank you, sir.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, our guest. The Bassett Motors starting lineups and the opening tip are next when Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future. Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks.
Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer serving the farmers around Carrington, Devil's Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
I'm Cadence Van Ray, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
It is time for our Bissett Motors starting lineups. Bissett Motors has a great selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. The sales group offers friendly personal support. Bissett Motors, where our customers set their friends call today. 5-2-29-55. Mara Coots is back and available, but she does not start. It's the same five as started on Friday night. Mara Johnson at one guard, a 5'8 freshman. Another guard is 5'6 senior Bryn Smith. The third guard is 5'7 senior Isabel Wendell. The forwards, 5'9 senior Eden Hornets and 5'9 senior Cadence Van Ray. For head coach Andy Broughton, assisted by Mara Nelson and Dave Johnson. For head coach Sean Gord Sr., assisted by Mark Bishop and Raya Littlegoes, they will start at a guard, a 5'3 senior, Ava Gord, and another guard, a 5'8 freshman, Suri Gord. The forwards, 5'9 junior, Kendra Spotted Wolf, and 5'11 junior Kaylee Hansen. Carrington are in their cardinal red tops, cardinal red shorts, white numbers and letters outlined in black. Four Winds Minnewaukan in all white with blue, royal blue that is, numbers and letters outlined in black. Carrington moves left to right across your radio dial and internet stream. Four Winds Minnewaukan from right to left. Happy to have you with us on KDAK, the Cardinal, FM 100.1 AM 1600 on the KDAK, the Cardinal mobile app, and by asking your smart speaker to play KDAK, the Cardinal. Will it become seven in a row? We are going to find out. The opening tip, Kaylee Hansen and Cadence Van Ray. Hope you enjoy the action tonight. Away we go. Van Ray wins the opening tip. And here comes Eden Hornet, dribbling right side. It's Bryn Smith. Holds and goes up top for Van Ray. Fakes a three. Drives in. Gets inside and banks it too strong. Rebound down to Spotted Wolf. Here comes Four Winds Minnewaukan. On the right side, it's the outstanding freshman, Suri Gord. She is picked up by, you guessed it, Isabel Wendell. On the left side, it's Ava Gord. Guarded by Mara Johnson, goes to the head of the key and swing it to the right side for Kaylee Hansen. Up top it goes, Drew Longy. They want the back cut, six to shoot now for Suri Gord. Around a screen, pick and roll game on the inside, and the shot is too strong, and the rebound putback doesn't go in either. Might have been a shot clock violation that was missed. Instead, rebound Eden Hornet. Here comes Isabel Wendell. Right side, Mara Johnson fakes a three, finds Hornet for the open triple, in and out. And the rebound deflects all the way out to Suri Gord. We're scoreless, a minute in on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Straight away, Suri around a screen, pushes off, nothing called. Up top, Ava Gord. Right side for Suri. Against Isabel Wendell in this 1v1. Left side, it's Longy. Against Bryn Smith, back to Suri Gord. Left wing, Hansen fires a deep three, skips it over the rim, and it's out of bounds to Carrington. We played a minute 28, scoreless seconds. Now the press, 1-2-1-1, and Carrington throw it out of bounds. First time we see the press from for Winds Minnewaukan, and it does force a turnover. Surrey Gord to trigger the inbound. Carrington tonight without the services of Sophie Spitzer. As you heard from Coach Broughton, she is ill. On the right side, Hansen gives to Ava Gord. Ava is guarded by the pink-shoed Mara Johnson. On the right side, Surrey Gord. Dribbles with the right hand. Gets baseline. Hooks Isabel Wendell. Nothing called. The bank shot doesn't go. Rebound Bryn Smith. That was a pretty obvious hook. Smith the other way. Kick. Left side. Mara Johnson open triple. Skips it over the rim. Weak side rebound Eden Hornick. Down to Cadence Van Ray, who spins, fires, and skips it off the rim. Rebound loose, and a held ball will send it the other way. We play 2 minutes, 3 seconds, and we're still scoreless on the bank forward scoreboard. And into the lineup for the first time comes Nakenya Dubois, a 5'2 freshman guard, and Cameron Bishop, a 6-foot sophomore center for Four Winds Minnewaukan. Ava Gord against Mara Johnson. Gord crosses over across the basketball in the middle of the court, painted on this hardwood surface. Surrey Gord drives left and gets hand-checked by Isabel Wendell, and wowee, early. First foul of the game is on Isabel. Surrey Gord to trigger the inbound. Goes short to Bishop, left side. Ava Gord down to Surrey. Extra pass, layup, goes down for Kaylee Hansen, who opens the scoring. 2-0 Carrington, and now, or 2-0 Four Winds Minnewaukan. Carrington break the press. Eden Hornet's jumper is long, and the rebound out of bounds. It'll stay at this end. 5:25 to go, first quarter, 2-0 Indians. Mara Johnson throws it into Wendell. Up top, it's with Eden Hornet. Goes left side, a Van Ray three. Skips over the rim. Rebound Surrey Gord. Carrington ice cold early, exactly like the weather outside, to be perfectly fair. Left side, Surrey Gord, a deep three. Way off the mark. Rebound Eden Hornet. My goodness. At the other end, it's Wendell down to Hornet. She'll lay it in. And we're tied at two. With 4:50 to play in the opening quarter on the bank forward scoreboard. Left side, Bishop against Van Ray. Right wing, Ava Gord. Up top, Surrey Gord. Throws it out of bounds. Almost hit Mara Kutz directly in the face with that pass. That would not have felt good. Fortunately, Mara was ready. And in a tie game, Carrington can take their first lead here. Isabel Wendell against a zone look. Bryn Smith, right side, Hornet into the middle, and a foul is called on Ava Gord. Her first, team's first. We're tied at two with 4:31 to go in the opening quarter. And in for the Lady Indians, Sophia Alberts, a 5'10 eighth grader, a guard. She comes in for Surrey Gord. Deep inbounds to Hornet. Left side, Bryn Smith into the corner for Mara Johnson. Up top, it's Wendell. Being harassed, dribbles left, finds Mara Johnson. They do switch that screen. Mara, backdoor cut, deflected, and out of bounds off Bishop. Into the game for the first time, Harper Coleman for Carrington, 5'8 sophomore swing player. Harper to trigger the inbound. She does to Eden Hornet, who lays it up. No, but she's fouled by Bishop, and Eden will shoot two. Bishop gets her first, team second. And Carrington basketball season brought to you by Brinster Law. Brinster Law specializes in family law and mediation, but is help with any legal question, 652-3400. The free throw pops long and off the mark for Eden. Second one. Spins out. Offensive rebound, Mara Johnson. She misses. Eden Hornet, another offensive rebound. Johnson down towards Van Ray, picked off by Bishop. Here comes Surrey Gord the other way. Gord downhill in a hurry with a righty layup that does not go. And on the rebound, Alberts is fouled, and she will shoot two. The foul on Bryn Smith is her first. Free throws for Sophia Alberts. Kennedy Pasternak and Isabel Wendell get ready to check in as Alberts hits the front end. And it's 3-2, Fort Wins Minnewaukan on the Bank Forward scoreboard exactly halfway through the quarter. Second one for Alberts. On the way and tickles the twine. 4-2. Four wins Minnewaukan. Now against the press, Kennedy Pasternak gets it into the front court and finds Wendell, who cuts, drives left, kicks left. The jumper by Coleman doesn't go. Pasternak's putback doesn't go. Rebound loose, thrown into the head of the key. That's where Mara Johnson is. Back to Isabel Wendell, who dribbles left. Finds a corner three for Pasternak, and she buries it. Kennedy Pasternak with the triple. Carrington's first lead is 5-4. Surrey Gord, right side Bishop at the head of the key for Hansen. Hansen holds, dribbles left, tries to get inside, lost the ball. Mara Johnson gets a steal, and here comes Harper Coleman the other way. It's Pasternak to Eden Hornet, who fires from 19, spins it off. The rebound loose, taken in by Pasternak. Second chance at the opportunity at the possession. Down it goes to Coleman, out of bounds off of Hansen as Ava Gord returns for the Indians. She's in for Hansen. Carrington 5, 4 wins Minnewaukan 4, Bank Forward first quarter scoreboard. The ball kicked off the inbounds. Now does that? No, I guess it doesn't. I was going to ask if that necessitates a reset of the shot clock. It does not. Wendell throws it into Hornet from the elbow. Short rebound, loose and taken in by Nakenya Dubois. The other way, Ava Gord. As Cadence Van Ray gets ready to return. On the left side, it's Surrey Gord. Around a screen, poked loose from her, and it goes out of bounds off of Isabel Wendell. Here comes Van Ray. And she is in for Mara Johnson. This will move Harper Coleman to the three in this lineup. And there's the switch defensively. Ava Gord for Four Winds Minnewaukan. She's a freshman, yes, but, and there's a moving screen. Offensive foul on Sophia Alberts, her first. Yes, she's a freshman, but she's already a third-year player on the varsity in this program. Kaylee Hansen back in, Kendra Spotted Wolf back in for the Indians, who trail by one. It is a half-court trapping defense that they've employed here. Hornet, left side. Coleman thought about a three, didn't take it. Now Hornet to Van Ray, who gets in the lane and travels. 2:16 to go in the first, 5-4 Carrington. Now Carrington, of course, always presses. Ava Gord up ahead. Ava inside, lays it in and draws the foul. Chance at a three-point play. And they call the foul on Kennedy Pasternak, her first. 6-5-4 wins. The free throw goes in 7-5. Three-point play. This matches the biggest lead. Pasternak dribbles through a double and loses it. Ava Gord to Surrey Gord. Back to Ava in the right wing corner. Up top for Surrey. 20 to shoot, plenty of time, 1:50 in the quarter. Surrey Gord left wing to Ava Gord. Once a screen, gets it. Ava stops and gives it up top for Spotted Wolf. On the right side, getting downhill, putting it up and putting it in. On the right side is Surrey Gord, her first basket. It's 9-5-4 wins Minnewaukan. At the other end, Van Ray skips it up top. A Pasternak triple is wide left and taken in by Surrey Gord. Here's Ava Gord. Mara Kutz gets ready to check in for the first time since her injury at Hillsboro. Left side, around a screen. Here's a three. Spin off, rebound, Hornet. Good look by boys, but did not go in. On the right side, Van Ray looks. Nobody available. Has it poked free, gives to Pasternak, left wing, Harper Coleman into the corner for Wendell. Final minute, first quarter, Wendell fouled. Might be Ava Gord, might be, nope, it is on Kenya Dubois. And so the 5'11 freshman Mara Coots comes back in, as does Bryn Smith. It's 9-5 Indians, final minute of the opening quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Off the inbound, it's Eden Hornet. Looks, dribbles right-handed. Hornet down the lane, finds a wide-open Bryn Smith for three, and Bryn Smith hits it. 9-8. There's a five-second difference in the clocks. Ava Gord dribbles with the right hand. Actually, that's Suri Gord, pardon me. Suri dribbles with the left hand, stops, fires, and banks it in. 11-8, Suri Gord with four. Carrington can hold for the final shot. Down the right side, Bryn Smith into the corner. Van Ray thought about it, didn't take it. Instead, finds Smith. Left side, Wendell. 8 seconds. Wendell holds, fires, and banks it in herself. It's 11-10 with three, with two, with one. Suri Gord leaves it, and Nelson's three wouldn't have counted if it went in. We have played one with the score. Four wins, Minnewaukan 11, Carrington 10, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
I'm Harper Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals trail after one quarter, 11-10, to Four Winds Minnewaukan. The last time the Cardinals trailed after a quarter, you have to go back to the Devil's Lake game. Second quarter underway with the same five that finished the first. So it's Isabel Wendell, Bryn Smith, and Eden Hornet with Cadence Van Ray and Mara Coots. In the middle, Coots, kick out. Bryn Smith up top for Van Ray. Dribbles down the lane. Van Ray puts it up short. Rebound comes down to Dubois. And here come the Lady Indians leading by a point 30 seconds into the second quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard. On the left side, a foul is called on Eden Hornet. Her first, team's first of the second quarter. And Carrington basketball brought to you by Bickett Insurance. For your free estimate on auto, farm, home, business, or life insurance, call Bickett Insurance 652-1775, located near the roundabout in Carrington. Baseline inbound comes left side to Kaylee Nelson. Nelson holds, goes left side to Suri Gord. Suri gets a screen. Isabel Wendell stays right there. Ava Gord a three. It's wide left and rebounded by Wendell. Here comes Carrington. Down by a point. Wendell gets a little help from Eden Hornet. Right side. It's Bryn Smith for three in the lead. Short rebound. Comes down to Four Winds Minnewaukan, and here they come the other way quickly. Numbers. Ava Gord all the way to lay it up. Short rebound, Isabel Wendell. The senior the other way for Carrington in a one-point game. Mara Johnson drives in, stops, pops, and she drops from eight. Johnson for two. Mara Johnson's first basket. Our third lead change is 12-11 Carrington. Ava Gord against Mara. Dribbling with the left hand now. Leaves it for Suri Gord. Suri gets to the free throw line, works her way in on Wendell, then gets cut off. Leaves it for Drew Longy. Here's a three from the left that goes down for Kaylee Hansen. She's got five and a Dakota Central timeout called by Four Winds Minnewaukan. We'll take it as well. 6:16 of the second. 14-12 Indians and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Why choose Professional Eye Care Centers? Three great reasons are Dr. Bond, Dr. Freilich, and Dr. Jangula, three of the most educated professional optometrists you'll ever meet. Next is their many locations. You can now see one of their spectacular doctors in Jamestown, Valley City, Carrington, Edgeley, Ellendale, and Lemoore. And finally, their fantastic selection. And yes, all of their frames and lenses are backed up by warranty. Visit ProEyeCareCenters.com and make an appointment today. Professional Eye Care Centers, clearly the best.
I'm Cody Thiel, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals trail by two at 14-12, and Carrington Basketball sees all timeouts this year. Brought to you by Dakota Central. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and experience Command IQ today at www.dakotacentral.com. The game has already seen a tie and four lead changes. The biggest lead for either team, the Indians led 9-5. They come out now in a 2-2-1 zone press. On the left side, Mara Johnson. That's why Sean Gord Sr. wanted a timeout to set that up. On the right side, a three for Bryn Smith is long. The rebound comes out wide and is taken in by Kaylee Hansen. Here's Ava Gord against Bryn Smith. Ava dribbles right and leaves it for Suri Gord against Wendell. Suri to the elbow. Tries an overhead pass. It's picked off by Mara Kutz. Up ahead, a deflected ball lands in front of us, and it'll stay with Carrington. 14-12 Indians. 5:40 to go. Second quarter bank forward scoreboard. And Harper Coleman's in for Mara Kutz. So Carrington goes four guards, basically. Against a 1-3-1 trapping half-court defense, Eden Hornet skips it. Isabel Wendell spins, stops, backdoor cut. Harper Coleman gets blocked by Bishop. And Bishop takes in the rebound, and then Coleman almost took it away from her. Ava Gord does have it taken away by Harper Coleman, who misses the layup. Rebound Hanson. Here comes Four Winds the other way. Longy down to Bishop. She'll lay it in. Her first two, and it's 16-12 Indians. Isabel Wendell gives to Hornet for a three. A little long. Rebound Bryn Smith. Wendell wanted Bryn Smith, threw it behind her, a turnover. And Cadence Van Ray comes in for Bryn. Also back in, Nakenya Dubois and also, oh, Kendra Spotted Wolf. They break the press, does Four Winds Minnewaukan, but then getting on the back of it to get a steal was Mara Johnson. Here comes Carrington down by four. On the right side, it's Harper Coleman driving into the lane, leaving for Eden Hornet. Now Isabel Wendell, the senior co-captain, around a screen. Gets trapped, finds Hornet. 15 to shoot, right side Mara Johnson. Back for Hornet. Left wing, Harper Coleman to a cutting Hornet who lays it up and in. Eden with four, the lead is two again at 16-14. For Four Winds Minnewaukan. Here is Suri Gord. On the left side, Spotted Wolf. Right side, Gord. Holds. Suri gives to Ava Gord. Halfway through the second quarter, 16-14, Four Winds Minnewaukan. Left wing, Dubois. Up top, Suri Gord. 10 to shoot. Suri dribbles left, gets into the lane, stops, gets trapped, lost it. Instead, it finds Nelson for three. Wide right. Rebound, Mara Johnson. Mara the other way for Carrington in a two-point game. Down it goes to Harper Coleman, and she is fouled by Spotted Wolf. Harper will shoot two. It's the first on Kendra Spotted Wolf. First team foul. And free throws for The sophomore, Harper Coleman, her first one, tickles the twine, 16-15, and back in is Cameron Bishop. Bishop replaces Spotted Wolf for the Indians. Carrington down a point. Harper Coleman can tie it with this one. And she rattles it home. We're tied for the second time, 16-all. Ava Gord down the right side as Aniston Hornick gets ready to make her game debut. It's Suri Gord. Mid-post feed, deflected, loose on the floor. Held ball will keep it at this end. Here's Aniston Hornet, the 5'8 freshman. She checks in for her sister, Eden. Four Winsmen are walking to throw it in. And they do to Suri Gord. Handoff, Nelson lost it and lost it out of bounds. It goes to Carrington with a chance to take the lead. 16-all, second quarter, 3:21 left in it. Happy you could join us tonight on the network. In the mid-post, Aniston Hornet, one dribble, finds Van Ray, pops it out. Here's Wendell with the jumper that doesn't go. Rebound, Kaylee Hansen. Now a trap on the right side, and a timeout is called by Four Winds Minnewaukan. We will take it as well. 3:01 to go, second quarter, a Dakota Central timeout as the game is tied at 16, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Dakota Growers Pasta Company makes over 100 pasta shapes and formulas for retail, private label, food service, and ingredient customers. Check out a new career with excellent wages and benefits at Dakota Growers Pasta Company or contact Human Resources at 701-540-6152 to help you apply. Ask about our $1,000 sign-on bonus, relocation assistance, and loan repayment plan. Good luck to our Carrington Cardinals. Come make pasta with us.
I'm Kennedy Pasternak, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
The Cardinals find themselves involved in a tie basketball game with the Four Winds Minnewaukan Indians. Jamestown has upset fourth-ranked Bismarck Legacy in girls basketball. How about that? 64-57, and Kindred have beaten third-ranked Valley City 56-44. Not a big surprise, but moderate surprise. Why not in Region 1? Back to play here, under 3 minutes to go in the half. Ava Gord goes left side to Suri Gord. Drives left. Suri down the lane, lays it in. Suri with six, 18-16. Four Winds Minnewaukan, and they call pretty much a phantom foul on Isabel Wendell, her second. So a chance at a three-point play, as Bryn Smith has to come in for Wendell. That is, I saw nothing there. The free throw goes down. She's got seven, 19-16. Carrington trails. Mara Johnson down the right side, gets trapped and got fouled on the sideline. The foul is on Kaylee Hansen, her first.
First
push to
ball, second team foul.
19-16 Indians. Harper Coleman gets fouled, and there's not much question about that one. And that's the second on Hanson. And Eden Hornet's back in for Cadence Van Ray. So two fouls on Hanson, who's been good in this first half with 5 points. Mara Johnson gets trapped on the baseline. Kicks it down to Aniston Hornet, who misses short. Rebound Cameron Bishop. Turns it over, and Mara Johnson can't hit the layup. Offensive rebound, reverse layup. That doesn't go. Mara gets an offensive rebound and gets fouled. And it's on Bishop, her second.
Cammy Bishop, second personal foul, fourth team foul.
2:22 to go before the main break. Off the inbound, Harper Coleman lays it up and gets fouled by Ava Gord. Her second, and Harper shoots two.
Fouls number 20, Ava Gord, second personal foul,
A lot of players with two fouls now all of a sudden for Sean Gord Sr. Harper Coleman to the free throw line. Her first one is long. Carrington 2 out of 5 from the free throw line in this game. They trail by 3. Coleman, second one, rolls it home. And it's a 19-17 Indian advantage. With 2:15 to play in the half, and a deflected ball nearly stolen. Instead, it falls to Ava Gord, whose floater goes in. Ava with 5. It's 21-17, 4 wins, Minnewaukan. At the other end, Eden Hornet, right side, Bryn Smith. One dribble, finds Aniston Hornet, left side. Harper Coleman gets by her defender, goes inside, and gets fouled again. She'll shoot some more free throws. And the foul is the second on the Kenya Dubois. So the fourth different Indian with 4 fouls, or with 2 fouls, rather. I beg your pardon. Free throws for Harper Coleman, and the first one goes in, 21-18. Four-point lead cut to 3, but not 2. Rebound Ava Gord. She gets trapped, and a foul is called. Harper Coleman gets her first. 21-18, Indians lead. And Ava Gord has it against Mara Johnson. Under 2 minutes until our halftime report, where we will have stats and some scores for you. Ava Gord, left side, Cameron Bishop up top. They give it to Ava Gord one more time. Now a 3 for Dubois is way wide left. Rebound Harper Coleman. Here she comes down the left side, finds Bryn Smith. Back towards Harper, knocked out of bounds by Ava Gord. With 1:28 to go in the half. Carrington down by 3. Mara Johnson to throw the ball in. Mara throws it in to Eden Hornet. Right side to her sister, Aniston, for 3. A little long. Rebound. Held ball. And that'll stay with Carrington.
Jump ball. Cardinals ball.
And so again, Mara Johnson to trigger the inbound. But not before Drew Longy comes back in for Ava Gord.
Number 24, Drew Longy.
Carrington down by 3. They've trailed for most of the first half. They throw the ball into Aniston Hornet. Kick out. Bryn Smith for the tie. Yes! Bryn Smith's second 3, and we're tied for the third time. 21-all. Carrington's biggest lead, just 1 point. But 4 wins, Minnewaukan's biggest lead, only 4. The whole game played inside a 5-point window. Driving left, Suri Gord gets inside and wedgies the ball. We got a wedgie. And it'll stay on the alternating possession with 4 wins, Minnewaukan. Those do not happen. I don't think we've had one boys or girls this season. Yeah. The first wedgie of the year. Off the inbound, it comes towards Dubois, who is fouled. She'll shoot 2. Is it Bryn Smith, perhaps? No, it's Eden Hornet, and that's her 2nd. So free throws for Dubois. Her first one goes in, 22-21. Second one goes in, 23-21. Cadence Van Ray wanted to check in. They didn't get it done in time. So 23-21 and a steal. Suri Gord. And Bryn Smith goes down. No call. Suri Gord. Up top for Bishop. Left side, Dubois. Suri Gord, a very deep 3, is wide right and rebounded by Mara Johnson. Carrington can have the final shot of the first half if they want it. Deflected ball out of bounds, and now here comes Cadence Van Ray.
Stop! Stop!
Also, Ava Gord comes back into the game. Eden Hornet's coming out so that she does not get a 3rd foul. That's the only reason. Carrington with the ball, down by 2. Mara Johnson threw a double, gets fouled, and she'll shoot two. Two free throws on the third Dubois foul. So the freshman shoots a couple. The first one goes down, 23-22. Mara with three all this quarter. Second one for the freshman. Presents our fourth tie of the half, 23 all. And now Four Winds Milwaukee can have the final possession. Ava Gore up ahead. It's Kaylee Hansen. Stops, pops, and can't drop. Rebound knocked out of bounds. It'll stay here. Bishop was in there against Bryn Smith. That's a height difference. Bishop is 6 foot. Smith is 5'6". 10.8 on the clock. Surrey Gore tries to work her way in. Surrey spins, puts it up, too strong. Rebound Mara Johnson with four, with three, with two, with one. Up ahead, Aniston Hornet at the buzzer short. And that's halftime with the score. Fourth ranked Carrington 23, Four Winds Minnewaukee 23. And we will have our halftime report in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues after this.
CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is committed to bringing you the very best in medical care and treatment right in our backyard. Their goals are to help people by addressing your health care needs and help you be as healthy as possible with preventative care, caring about your family as if they were our own. If you're traveling, a resident, or just moved into our community, CHI St. Alexius Health Carrington Medical Clinic is your hometown provider. Call for an appointment today, 701-652-2515.
Your first car, it may have been a fixer-upper, but you treated it right. It was your own. That's how Showplace Cabinetry approaches each crafted piece. We deliver it to you with care, because it's our own. Central City Lumber can help you choose the design of your dreams. Give them a test drive. This American-made cabinetry is adaptable to your unique style and built with pride. Every single piece is back for a lifetime. Bet you wish you had that deal on your car. Stop in at Central City Lumber of Carrington, and let's build a beautiful kitchen or bath that really turns heads.
Have you heard? There's a new station in town. No, not a train station. Hydration Station. Come check out Hydration Station at 930 First Street in Carrington. They have delicious and healthy protein shakes, teas, smoothies, and protein coffees. They also have some great snacks for on the go. Did you also know they're now open until 4:30? That's right, 6 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Come see Jim today at Hydration Station on First Street in Carrington. Open Monday through Friday, 6 to 4:30. Check out Facebook for Saturday openings.
This is Zach Volson, a senior at Drake Animus High School and the 2024-25 North Dakota High School Activities Association Distinguished Student. This is a sincere plea to adult fans from North Dakota high school students. Please don't embarrass us by yelling at players, referees, or coaches. The number one reason students participate in activities is for fun. Please don't take the fun out of these activities. Support us at games in a positive manner. A public service message from the North Dakota High School Activities Association and this radio station.
NAPA is your source for quality auto parts for your car or truck in Carrington. Let us use our NAPA know-how to help you find the right battery, brakes, filters, headlights, wipers, or other parts you need to get your job done. We also stock tools, equipment, and many other items for cars, heavy-duty trucks, marine, and farm equipment. Order your parts online or drop by today at 490 8th Street North. Call 652-3663. Your Carrington NAPA Auto Parts team looks forward to serving you today.
OK Tire Store is here to offer you the best selection of Bridgestone tires for your car, truck, SUV, or minivan. With innovative Bridgestone tires on your vehicle, you can focus on enjoying the journey wherever life's roads may lead. Count on the Carrington OK Tire Store team for quality tires and reliable service. Check out what OK Tire Store can offer your vehicle by visiting OKTireInc.com and booking your next visit at our Carrington location.
I'm Berkeley Thompson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
At the half on Fort Totten at Four Winds High School, it is 4th-ranked Carrington 23 and Four Winds Minnewaukee 23. Let's give you the story of the first half. First for Four Winds Minnewaukee, a game-high 7 points from their leader, Surrey Gord. five each from Kaylee Hansen and Ava Gord, and then two each from Nakenya Dubois, Sophia Alberts, and Cameron Bishop. Carrington led by a couple of threes, 6 points for Bryn Smith, four each for Mara Johnson and Harper Coleman, 3 points for Kennedy Pasternak, and two each for Eden Hornet and Isabel Wendell. The game was tied four times. There were four lead changes, the biggest lead for four Winsmanwaukee on three separate occasions, 4 points. Carrington's biggest lead, 1 point. The entire half played inside a five-point window. We'll come back and tell you what else is going on tonight when Cardinal basketball continues in a 23-23 halftime tie.
Carrington sports fans, want to stay on top of all the local action? Catch what you missed by checking out the Foster County Independent. From game-changing plays to memorable moments, we've got you covered with the most in-depth sports coverage in town. And don't miss our stunning photo galleries that capture every thrilling moment and winning smile. For the latest scores, stories, and stunning sports shots, grab your copy of the Foster County Independent today or visit us online at fosterconews.com.
Hi, this is James at Bassett Motors. Let's test drive a new Chevrolet together. Stack up the savings with discounts and rebates combined with 0% financing for the lowest payments of the year. See us online at BassettMotors.com or call us at 701-652-2955. Or better yet, stop in and see our wide selection of new and pre-owned vehicles. Bassett Motors, where our customers send their friends.
There's no community like a Cenex community. That's why every Cenex store is proud to serve theirs by supporting local athletic teams, promoting the arts, and making sure each store is a place its neighbors can find what they need, catch up with their friends, and stay connected. It's also why we give back, helping to make the wonderful places we call home the best they can be. The store next door, powered locally at Cenex.
Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton.
I'm Coach Dave Johnson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals and four Winsmanwaukee all knotted up, 23-23 at halftime. Let's give you a look at what else is going on tonight. First in Class A, Kindred has beaten Valley City in Kindred 56-44. That was the third-ranked team in the state of North Dakota. Kindred's also beaten the second-ranked team in the state of North Dakota. And by the way, that's the third time this year that the state's third-ranked team has lost. The other two times were Carrington getting wins in those games. DeLax Burlington also have defeated Bishop Ryan 44-31. Congratulations to the Jamestown Blue Jay girls. They get their first WDA win, and they do so in very impressive fashion, 64-57. Over the fourth-ranked Legacy Sabres over in Jamestown. You can watch a boys' part of that doubleheader right now on the Jamestown 107.1 YouTube page. The next time we have Carrington Athletics for you, Kyle Hewitt will be along on Saturday afternoon, well, pre-afternoon, I guess we should say, 11 a.m. in Lisbon for the Lisbon Girls Wrestling Tournament. And then we've got a doubleheader for you on Monday, as we'll have the Carrington Coaches Show at 6 p.m., immediately followed by Carrington Boys Basketball taking on the Rugby Panthers. Kyle will have that one for you. And then a week from tonight, it is Hayden Crockett and the Northern Cass Jaguars that come to Carrington. And I mean that with all due respect. I mean that quite literally. Hayden Crockett is averaging about 87% of Northern Cass's points in the last, and that's per game, in the last month of the season. So it's Hayden Crockett and the rest of the Northern Cass Jaguars 1 week from tonight. Coming up next, second half action, Cardinals and Indians tied at 23, and Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
Do you want to make sure homework time isn't spent on games and video streaming? Dakota Central can help. With Experience IQ, you set limits to ensure your kids aren't playing when they should be doing homework. With premium managed Wi-Fi from Dakota Central, you can create healthier internet habits for your children from the easy-to-use Command IQ app. Learn more about premium Wi-Fi and Experience IQ today at dakotacentral.com.
When you're thinking about insurance, think of Bickett Insurance. Bickett Insurance, through our partnership with Auto Owners Insurance, can take care of your farm, home, auto, business, or life insurance needs. The agents at Bickett Insurance have over 115 years of insurance experience, and we are from here, so we know how to design policies to protect the things important to you. Let Bickett Insurance give you a free proposal from Auto Owners Insurance or one of our many other partners. Give Bickett Insurance a call at 652-1775 today.
I'm Dorina Bondarenko, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals and Indians almost ready to go second half. The Cardinals will start the half with the basketball because of that late held ball that gave it to Four Winds Minnewaukan. Again, this is a very big game because if Carrington can keep winning, then as long as they split at home against Devils Lake and Thompson, they will have a first round bye in the Region 2 tournament. But if they were to slip up, say, tonight, then you've got to win them both to get the bye. Cardinals will have the same five that started the game. That's Johnson, Hornet, Smith, Wendell, and Van Ray. Same five that started the game for Sean Gord Sr. as well. Kendra Spotted Wolf, Kaylee Hansen, Ava Gord, Drew Longy, and Suri Gord. So here we go. Carrington with it now, moving right to left across your radio dial and internet stream tonight. Mara Johnson against a trapping half court 1-3-1. Right side to Eden Hornet. Back for Mara. Left wing, a Bryn Smith triple is long. Weak side rebound, put back Eden Hornet, and Carrington have the lead. Eden with now six. And all of a sudden, Carrington 25-23 at the other end. Ava Gord gives to Suri Gord. Back to Ava straight away. We had that wrong at halftime. Eden had four halftime points, not two. Around a screen, Ava Gord leaves it for Spotted Wolf. Left side, Suri Gord. Suri around a screen. Goes for Kaylee Hansen. Right side, Ava Gord into the corner. Up top, it's Hansen with three to shoot, with two to shoot, with one to shoot. They won't get a shot away. They did not get a shot away. Shot clock violation. You got 35 seconds to shoot the darn thing, and they never did. Cardinals have it back, up by two. This matches their game-high margin. Isabel Wendell, right side, into the corner. Bryn Smith thought about a three, didn't take it, instead finds a cutting. Wendell, extra pass. Van Ray lays home. Carrington's biggest lead is 27-23, and they've scored 10 of the last 12. One of those patented Cardinal runs based on defense. It's 10-2. The run. Here's a three that's long. Offensive rebound. Spotted Wolf can't hit. And taken in by Hornet. Here she comes right to left. Hornet down the center of the floor. Goes coast to coast. Eden lays it up and in. She's got eight. Biggest lead for anybody tonight. 29-23. And nearly stolen it. Falls to Spotted Wolf. Timeout, Sean Gord Sr. will take it as well. 6:17 to go, third quarter. Good start to the third for Carrington. They lead by six, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
Here at Sendak Cooperative, we're here to provide you with all the products and services you've come to rely on for your farm operation. Please give us a call for all of your fertilizer, seed, energy, and fuel needs for this year's growing season, and let us help you with all your grain marketing decisions. You can contact us today at any of our locations in Central North Dakota, or visit us on the web at sendakcooperative.com. Sendak Cooperative, helping farmers grow and succeed today and into the future.
The Cardinal is AM 1600 KDAK Carrington and FM 100.1 K261EW Carrington. Locally owned and operated by i3G Media.
I'm Isabel Wendell, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals start the second half on a 6-0 run. Carrington basketball all season brought to you by Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, the store next door. Powered locally at Cenex. Visit your local Arrowwood Prairie Co-op in Carrington, Wimbledon, Cooperstown, and Sutton. Cardinals by 6. Here's Ava Gord. Has it poked free and out of bounds. Surrey Gord to trigger the inbound. Goes right side to Hanson. Back to Surrey Gord. Surrey dribbles left. Finds Longy. Hanson drives on Hornet. Couldn't get by her. Here's Ava Gord down the lane. Lays it up. Missed it short. Rebound Van Ray. Carrington by 6 and a chance to extend the lead. Cadence dribbles with the left hand. Goes across the timeline with a pass right side. Extra pass, a Bryn Smith three. It's good! Bryn Smith with her third three. Carrington lead by 9, 32-23. Ava Gord, 5:25 to go, third quarter, Bank Forward scoreboard. Surrey Gord pops a 28-foot three. A little long, rebound loose and controlled by Four Winds Minnewaukan. The reverse layup doesn't go in. It comes to Surrey Gord again, up top for Hanson. Right side, thrown out of bounds, a turnover. The Cardinals defense has cranked it up a notch during a 15-2 run. Cameron Bishop returns for the Lady Indians. I shouldn't say they've turned it up a notch. I should say they've turned it up a whole bunch of notches. Here's Bryn Smith. Right side. Mara Johnson across the 10-second line with a pass right wing. It's Wendell. Hesitates. And has it taken away by Surrey Gord. Surrey to the other end. Will go in on Mara Johnson and blow the lay. Rebound Mara Johnson. Here she comes the other way. Mara skips it. Eden Hornet stops, pops, drops from 8. She's got 10. Carrington a double-digit lead, 34-23. Ava Gord, right side. Ava crosses over, goes left, leaves for Hanson to drive in. Hanson, offensive foul. Laura Johnson takes the hit. Another turnover. We have seen pretty much everything in this game. We've seen why Four Winds has struggled. We've seen why they are so tough to beat here. Right now, we're seeing that they can go on some droughts. Here comes Carrington leading by 11. Eden Hornet down to Harper Coleman. One dribble, tries to kick it out, does to Hornet. Mid-post feed, kick out right side, another Bryn Smith three. A little short, rebound comes down to Alberts, and Alberts is fouled by Bryn Smith, her second. 4:06 to go, third quarter. Bank Forward scoreboard reads Carrington 34, Four Winds Minnewaukan 23. Down the left side, Ava Gord walks into a double. Oh, she walked into a terrible location, and it's taken away by Isabel Wendell. Up ahead, Bryn Smith, left-handed layup short. Offensive rebound, Eden Hornet. Kick out, Van Ray back to Hornet, wide open triple. You betcha! 13 for Eden, 37-23 Carrington. And this is a 20-2 run. Ava Gord, left side, tough pass. Good catch by Dubois, who puts it up and misses. Rebound, Isabel Wendell. Here comes Carrington again. Wendell, right side, Bryn Smith, another triple. Off the front of the rim and the back of the rim. Rebound, Cadence Van Ray to Hornet. Extra pass, it's Wendell. She'll pop a three. Wide left and taken in by Ava Gord. She gets trapped and fouled by Harper Coleman. And for Harper, that's her second. Kennedy Pasternak back in. Mara Johnson back in. They'll join Eden Hornet, Harper Coleman, and Cadence Van Ray. Carrington all of a sudden by 14 points. Surrey Gord. Down the left side, Surrey drives in and got fouled on the floor. Mara Johnson gets her first. Naturally, there's an official right in front of the play, and it's the guy 50 feet that makes the call, but he saw it better, I guess. 2:52 to go in the third. Off the inbound, Bishop blocked by Kennedy Pasternak, who is about 7 inches shorter than Bishop. And now a held ball will send it the other way. Kennedy Pasternak stands 5'6". Cameron Bishop stands 6 foot, and Pasternak blocked her shot. Back in Wendell, back in Mara Coots. Also back in Ava Gord for the Lady Indians, who find themselves down 14 all of a sudden. Surrey Gord. Surrey around a Bishop screen. Lost the ball, a steal. Mara Johnson has it for Carrington. Leading by 14, Eden Hornet down the right side with pace. Finds Pasternak for three. Oh, yeah! Kennedy Pasternak's second three of the game. This game was 21-17 Indians. It's now 40-23 Cardinals. Dubois gives it up top to Surrey Gord. 6 minutes gone by, third quarter, bank forward scoreboard. Gord gives to Bishop, right side Ava Gord. She'll pop a three, and finally the drought is over for Fort Wins Minnewaukan, and Carrington's lead 40-26. Gord with eight. Here's Wendell. Driving left to the elbow. Finds Mara Johnson, who gains baseline. Pops from eight and rolls it off. Offensive rebound. Put back Pasternak. No. She gets another O board. Finds Wendell from the elbow, who hits. Isabel Wendell with four. 42-26 Carrington. Ava Gord has it taken away. Mara Johnson up ahead. Wendell will lay it up and in with the left hand. Carrington's lead is 18. Timeout. Sean Gord Sr. will take it as well. 1:14 to go in the third. 44-26 Cardinals, and Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
Carrington Drug, your independently owned good neighbor pharmacy, salutes caregivers everywhere. The ones who aid an aging parent or nurture a sick child. The fact is, we are all caregivers at different times, and your community pharmacist is ready to go above and beyond to support you with encouragement and guidance in good times and bad. Visit with Matt Paulson and his expert staff at Carrington Drug, 415 Main Street, Carrington. Carrington Drug, caring for you and our community.
I'm Kara Brinster with Brinster Law PC, located at 832 Main Street in Carrington, the Old State Farm building across from Bremer Bank. I graduated in 2009 from UND School of Law, and I've been practicing ever since. I specialize in family law and mediation, and I'm extending my practice to areas of property, estates, and wills. Call me at 701-652-3400 to set up an appointment to discuss your legal needs.
I'm Coach Mara Nelson, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals lead by 18 after this game was tied at the break. 1:14 to go, third quarter. A 21-3 quarter. I think that's really good. Carrington up 18 now. Surrey Gord triggers to Ava. Ava Gord. Down the right side for Spotted Wolf. Up top, it's Surrey from fully 30 feet. Wide right, rebound Mara Johnson. And Mara tries to find Aniston Hornet. It's picked off by Dubois. Under a minute of the third, Dubois around a screen. Leaves up top. Right side, Surrey Gord. Guarded still by Isabel Wendell. Ava Gord left side. Ava gives to Dubois. Right side, Surrey holds and goes to the top of the key for three from the left. That's off the mark. Rebound, Mara Coots. Carrington can have the final possession of the third quarter. Mara Kutz gives to Isabel Wendell, and now they'll pull it back and try to hold for one. Wendell against some ball pressure, has it poked free, and gives it right side to Aniston Hornet with 10. Aniston down the baseline, finds Mara Kutz, who kicks it out to Mara Johnson, who fires a shot with still about a half second left. And they're going to let it run out. So at the end of three quarters, our score, Carrington 44, Four Winds Minnewaukan 26, and Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
When it's time to buy a new appliance for your home, remember DJ's Home Center. Did you know they are a locally owned business and that they have been serving this great community since 1993? DJ's Home Center services and delivers within 45 miles of Carrington, bringing you the best prices on all major brand appliances. So don't go anywhere else. Remember that DJ's Home Center is your local, low-priced, best-trained appliance store. Located right by the roundabout, go Cardinals!
Rest assured that you'll be treated with the care and respect you deserve at Central Pharmacy. Conveniently located in the heart of Carrington and New Rockford, Central Pharmacy delivers the kind of attention and commitment to improving your health care that the big box stores just can't. Central Pharmacy does it all, from medical supplies to prescriptions, health and wellness concerns. Plus, we have a great selection in our gift, boutique, and decor departments. Visit us on Facebook for up-to-date info. Central Pharmacy, your one stop in Carrington and New Rockford.
I'm Eden Hornet, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal.
Cardinals lead by 18 and have the basketball to start the fourth quarter with Mara Kutz and Mara Johnson and Isabel Wendell and Kennedy Pasternak and Eden Hornet on the floor. A 21-3 third quarter on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Down to the mid-post, it's Mara Kutz spinning, finding Pasternak. Left side, Wendell. Deflected ball finds Kennedy Pasternak. Right side, Eden Hornet. Down it goes to Aniston Hornet, and it's picked off by Bishop. And here comes Ava Gord. Ava guarded by Aniston Hornet as Bryn Smith gets ready to return. On the left side, it's Suri Gord. Faking a three, goes up top for Spotted Wolf. Right side, Hansen. Around a Spotted Wolf screen. Left wing, Suri Gord. Drives right. Suri spins. Loses it. Throws it up. Wide left. Rebound, Eden Hornet. Carrington by 18. Eden finds Aniston Hornet. Aniston all the way blocked but fouled by Spotted Wolf. Her second. So Aniston Hornet to the free throw line. She'll shoot a couple. Carrington in the ball game has hit six threes. That's a good shooting night. First free throw for Aniston spins out. 44-26, Bryn Smith, Cadence Van Ray back in for Mara Kutz and Kennedy Pasternak. And just like that, the starting five is out there with the exception of Mara Johnson is not in there and Aniston Hornet is. Annie's second one will roll in, and it's 45-26 Carrington. Now look very much on their way to a seventh straight win. Suri Gord with 7 minutes left. Suri around a screen. Gets downhill in a hurry. Spins. Gets cut off by Aniston Hornet. Goes top of the circle. And Ava Gord kicks out. A three by Suri is good. She's got 10. It's 45-29. And at the other end, a three does not go for Eden Hornet. Rebound, Suri Gord. Here comes Ava with numbers. Ava and Bishop. Ava all the way in. Can't hit. Rebound, Eden Hornet. And here she comes the other way. Finds Bryn Smith. Bryn hesitates. Pops it outside. Isabel Wendell around a screen. It's a pick and pop screen for Hornet. Left side. Bryn Smith from the short elbow, or from the short corner, can't hit. Rebound, Spotted Wolf. And a near steal. And it is out of bounds to Carrington. Mara Johnson back in. Three changes for the Indians as they bring back in DuBois, Alberts, and Longy. Carrington took the lead in the third and then ran away a little bit. 45-29 off the inbound. On the right side, Isabel Wendell. Carrington back in action a week from tonight against Northern Cass. In the corner, Bryn Smith fakes a three. Up top, Van Ray. Right side, Mara Johnson does not take the three. Finds Wendell, 20 to shoot. Wendell, left side, Hornet, up top. They'll skip it right wing. A three, Mara Johnson, wide left. Rebound, Eden Hornet. Isabel Wendell kicks it out, Van Ray. She'll drive in, leave it for Hornet. Up top, Wendell, right side, Mara Johnson. In the corner, Brent Smith, triple. Yeah, no, oh, it doesn't go. It rattled all the way around and didn't go in. Rebound, Indians. Here comes Bishop the other way. Her pass is picked off by Isabel Wendell. Isabel from right to left. I can't believe that shot didn't go in. Getting inside, Van Ray finds Bryn Smith to lay it home. Bryn with 11. Carrington's lead is 18 again, 47-29. 5:10 to play. Bank forward fourth quarter scoreboard. Ava Gord against Mara Johnson. Has her pass deflected, and it goes into the bench. And coming back in is Suri Gord, and coming back in is Kaylee Hansen for Four Winds Minnewaukan. Five minutes even to go. Carrington looking for an 11-1 start. Now, that would be the best start to a season since Carrington opened the 2016-17 season 15-0. Suri Gord, backdoor cut, reverse layup, short. Rebound, Mara Johnson. Here's Isabel Wendell. Into the front court. Wendell spins, leaves it for Mara Johnson. Back for Wendell. They're trapping. Got to find the open player. It's Van Ray. Up top, Wendell drives right, skips it. Right side, Mara Johnson. 15 to shoot, 4:20 in the game. And Mara's pass is deflected and picked off by Dubois. And here is Suri Gord, trailing by 18 with 4:10 to play. Suri, a 30-footer, a little long. Rebound, Van Ray. I don't know how you miss long on a 30-footer, but that's what she did. And a timeout is called by Andy Broughton. It will be a full. This Dakota Central timeout comes with Carrington up 18 and 4:03 left on the clock. Cardinal basketball continues in a moment.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks.
Head on over to Headlocks of Carrington for some great deals after the Cardinals game. If you and your friends come in sporting any Cardinals gear, you'll not only receive the friendliest service around, but also special discounts. Ask for more details and visit us on Facebook for all of our happenings.
The fun is always on tap. I'm heading to Headlocks. Headlocks. Headlocks.
Headlocks. Carrington, North Dakota.
Effortlessly manage your farm fertility with Verify. Verify takes yield data directly from your combine and instantly generates variable rate fertility maps based on your nutritional goals. Whether it's building soil, balancing nutrition, or maintaining fertility. And with full integration with John Deere Operations Center, Verify can send recommendations directly to application equipment, no matter the color. For more information on Verify, talk to your Hefty agronomist and keep your farm moving.
I'm Andy Broughton, head coach of the Carrington Cardinals, and you are listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
And Coach Broughton saw it fitting to take a Dakota Central timeout right there. And so out of it, Carrington with the ball halfway through the fourth, leading by 18. Isabel Wendell up top, Mara Johnson. Left wing, Eden Hornet into the corner for Van Ray. Cadence looks for the bounce pass. It was a little awkwardly received, and it's a turnover. Suri Gord across the timeline. Suri crosses over, goes left, stops, holds, and then dribbles up to Hansen. And Hansen is hand-checked by Eden Hornet. It's her third, team's first of the fourth quarter with 3:33 to play. Coming up in post-game, we'll have stats, a visit from Coach Broughton as Spotted Wolf misses twice, and the rebound is kicked around and comes down to the Lady Indians for a third chance. Ava Gord to Suri Gord, who drives left, spins, fires, blocked. Offensive rebound. Spotted Wolf can't hit it again. Rebound Van Ray for Carrington. Here come the Cardinals on the left side. It's Bryn Smith from the short corner hitting. And she has 13, and we're going to talk to Bryn in post-game as well. 49-29 Cardinals. just a completely dominant second half by Carrington. 26-6 since halftime. Ava Gord, wraparound feed, Spotted Wolf lays it in this time. And it's 49-31. At the other end, Hornet. Left wing, Mara Johnson for a triple. Yes! Mara Johnson buries the three. And for Mara, that gives her seven in the game, 52-31 Carrington. 2:20 to play. Here's Suri Gord. She'll shoot that. Instead, she tries to back her way in. Looks for a backdoor cut. It's there. The layup is missed. Rebound, Wendell. Layup missed by Hansen. Isabel Wendell, final 2 minutes. Bounces a ball left side. In the corner, it's Hornet. Spins left on the baseline. Eden kicks it up top to Wendell, right side. Van Ray's left alone. She does not take the three. Instead, skips it left wing to Mara Johnson. Skips it right side. Eden Hornet up top, Isabel Wendell. Timeout. Andy Broughton, a Dakota Central timeout. We'll take it with 1:49 to go, and the Cardinals up 21. Carrington basketball continues in a moment.
High Plains Equipment is your authorized Case IH dealer, serving the farmers around Carrington, Devils Lake, Rugby, and Harvey. When you're ready to invest in a new piece of quality Case IH equipment, their friendly and knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments will make sure your experience is outstanding. They take pride on the impact they have on growing bountiful crops, relationships, and our local communities. Visit highplainseq.com to connect with your local Case IH High Plains Equipment location.
I'm Josie Coleman, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK, the Cardinal.
Cardinals by game-high 21 with 1:49 to go. They're going to be 11-1 on the season. Four wins, Minnewaukan will drop to 1-9 and will suffer their ninth consecutive defeat. Aniston Hornet, right side. Mara Johnson skips it down low. Van Ray can't hit. Offensive rebound. Aniston Hornet back up and in. Annie with three in the quarter and in the game. 54-31 Carrington. Sienna Topp and Josie Coleman get ready to check in for Carrington. It's a shorter bench without Sophie Spitzer tonight as the three is wide right and rebounded by Mara Johnson. Timeout Carrington just to get the subs in. Topp, the 5'9 junior forward. And Josie, the 5'7 freshman guard. They come in for Bryn Smith and Mara Johnson. Again, we'll have Bryn in postgame, as we will Coach Andy Broughton as well. After the Cardinals' seventh consecutive win. On the right side, Sienna Topp. Down to Van Ray, who gets trapped. Van Ray dribbles through it, finds Aniston Hornet. Left side, it's Harper Coleman. Back to Hornet on the post, spins. Finds Harper Coleman, fakes a three, final minute of play here on the Bank Forward scoreboard. Aniston Hornet, three is short. Offensive rebound, Sienna Topp back up. She can't get it. Hornet will try again and lay it home. She's got five in the quarter, and the lead is 25 for Carrington. They've given up 8 points since halftime. Remarkable second half defense. Suri Gord gets doubled, works her way around it, and travels. Carrington do not have to shoot the basketball again if they don't want to. We'll see if they do or not. Just a completely dominant second half by the Cardinals, who will go also to 5-1 in region play. They do not look interested in shooting it again. And Carrington goes to 11-1. Josie Coleman had a notion there for a second. And our final count's going to be 56-31 tonight on Fort Totten. And we will have our postgame show in a moment when Cardinal basketball continues right after this.
Many dream of five-star hotels and five-star restaurants. What about five-star treatment from your dentist? That's exactly what you'll get at Carrington Dental Care. Dr. J's and Dr. Chaz's gentle, relaxed, and friendly atmosphere will give you a full-service dental experience with five-star customer service and care. Carrington Dental Care will give you five-star dental treatment for the entire family. New patients are always welcome. Visit thecarringtondentist.com or call 701-652-2801.
This is Tanner from Leading Edge Equipment. We've got you covered for all your on-farm bulk oil needs. We deliver high-quality John Deere engine oil, Hi-Guard, Cool-Guard, and DEF, along with a wide selection of oil tanks and accessories. Call Scott in Michigan, Chuck in Carrington, or me, Tanner in Devil's Lake. We're ready to deliver right to your farm. Leading Edge Equipment, your family-owned John Deere dealer in Michigan, Devil's Lake, Hamden, and Carrington. Talk to the parts department today.
A growing operation keeps you going from sunup to sundown and beyond. Bremer Bank knows it's good to have a banker who helps you weather the ups and downs of the market. Add to your operation and get the resources, inputs, and equipment you need to make it pay off. Because right now, relationships matter more than ever. And understanding is everything. Find out more at bremer.com.
I'm Bryn Smith, and you're listening to Carrington Basketball on KDAK The Cardinal.
I'm sorry, but the fact that Herd Liner just played is complete coincidence and about as good a bit of luck as you can have. Bryn Smith is joining us in postgame. Let's get that fixed for you, Bryn. You've had a very good night, so let's make sure this is taken care of wire-wise for you. There you go. Bryn, the senior, had 13 points tonight. Bryn, congratulations on the win.
Thank you. Yeah, it was a good win. We were tied at half, but then our third quarter, we really came in.
What makes you guys so good defensively in second halves? You're away from your bench, but tonight you only gave up 8 points after halftime.
I think first quarter we take a bit to see, feel it out, and then we discuss it at a halftime and then come out stronger.
How about your three-point shot? You hit three tonight. Were you feeling pretty comfortable on these kind of soft rims?
Yeah. Yeah. It was tough. It's pretty bouncy, but it worked.
It certainly does, and another thing that works is your team defense. I mean, what is working well for you guys just on the whole right now to continue to play good defense all throughout the season?
Like you said, we just work together, and just we can read the court so well, and we trap really well, and we steal. We have really good steals, and we're overall good players on defense. Every time at practice, Broughton asks us what we do good, and it's always defense, and that's such a good thing for us.
A little bit of a break now. I know there's some kind of bug going all over the school.
Yep.
Get that out of there, and then a week from now, you get one of the better players in Class A coming to our building.
Yep, we do. Yeah, we're going to have to go out strong and then just do our thing. We always do. Have good defense like we always do, and get those shots in.
Bryn, congratulations.
Thank you.
Bryn Smith, 13 points, tied for the team high, along with her senior co-captain, Eden Hornet. And in a second, we'll get Coach Broughton over here to talk to us. Let's give you the scoring. First for four wins, Minnewaukan, 10 points for Surrey Gord, 8 points for Ava Gord, 5 points for Kaylee Hansen, and then two each for Kendra Spotted Wolf, for Sophia Alberts, and for Nakenya Dubois. We will give you the Carrington scoring in just a moment after we're concluded with Coach Broughton, who joins us now. I mean, Coach, 23-23 at halftime, and I just happened to peek on some of the notes that you were writing, and you liked your defensive pressure in the first half, but boy, second half, you held them to 8 points.
Yeah, you know, you just continue to use our depth and full court action. And, you know, they have some good shooters and just good ball players. And we were able to, you know, keep a good eye on them. You know, couldn't give Hanson much room at all and kind of reinforce that to Eden. She did a nice job, and Isabel did a nice job on Surrey. I mean, Surrey's a wonderful player.
And that's a tough offense to shut down because of the amount of screen and roll that they like to do. You guys really had to be head on a swivel all night.
Absolutely, and that's okay. I mean, this is a Class A division where you have to bring it. And, you know, defensively, like you said, pretty good half. I mean, this is a team on their home court with some pretty good shooters. So, you know, we'll take that defensive effort every night.
Seems, and I know early in the season she was slumping a little bit, but with a three-point shooter, the only way to get out of the slump is keep shooting. Seems like these last couple games, Bryn has found that shot again.
And she's, you know, just shooting good shots, you know, and then Kennedy comes in and knocks one down too, an early one, you know, when it's 2-2 or whatever it was. And So, yeah, those two seniors, they gave us so much good effort and attitude every day in practice, and they come in and do their job.
I thought Mara Johnson was really important in the head of your press, trying to frustrate, their offense. She got 7 points, and that's a good game for Mara. But defensively, she was really good, too.
A lot of deflections. She reads the ball well, and defensively gives max effort, and good things are going to happen. So, we got some things to work on. We dribbled in the crowd a few times, yeah. And, things like that we got to clean up, and some of our passing was a little suspect. But, give it to 4 Winds Minnewaukan. They got their hands in the passing lanes, and, they reacted. I just think a lot of the game was, fatigue. We were able to go 9 deep tonight pretty hard, and it's a real good effort on our kids.
Usually you wouldn't want to break when you're on a 7-game winning streak, but I think with the amount of games you guys have played and this virus or whatever that's going on all over the school, maybe this little break comes at a good time.
Yeah, you never know. We're giving them Friday off. We're going hard Wednesday and Thursday, and they get a 3-day weekend, and come back Monday, and here we go again.
All right. We'll see you Tuesday against Northern Cass.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate the coverage, BJ.
The head coach of the Cardinals, Andy Broughton, our guest. Let's give you that Carrington scoring real quick. They were led by 13 each from Eden Hornet and Bryn Smith. 7, by the way, 8 more players scored again tonight. What else is new? 7 for Mara Johnson, 6 for Isabel Wendell, 5 for Aniston Hornet, 4 for Harper Coleman. And those were really important when Carrington had to keep fighting back. Those free throws were really important for Harper in that second quarter. 3 points for Kennedy Pasternak, 2 for Cadence Van Ray. 4 ties, 5 lead changes. The biggest lead for 4 Winds Minnewaukan was 21-17. Carrington would score 20 of the next 24 points and put the game away. Carrington's biggest lead was this game's final margin of 56-31. Carrington is 11-1. They are 5-1 in region play. Believe it or not, they only have 3 more region games left. I take that back. Do they have 4 region games left? Yeah, they have 4 region games left. Grafton, these girls, 4 Winds Minnewaukan, also Devil's Lake and Thompson. Now, the only one on the road is Grafton a week from Thursday. So 3 region games at home still left. 4 Winds Minnewaukan is 1-9, 0-3 in region play. We're going to go ahead and wrap it up. My thanks to everyone here at 4 Winds High School for the hospitality. My thanks to our entire team over in Carrington, Superintendent Janelle Helm, Athletics Director Carla Michelson, and Principal Connor Weber. Now, speaking on behalf of all of them and all of our crew at KDAK the Cardinal, my name is BJ Walters. Carrington has won 7 in a row. They win it 56-31 over 4 Winds Minnewaukan tonight. Until Saturday with wrestling and Kyle Hewitt, good evening from Fort Cotton, North Dakota.
Thank you for listening to Carrington Cardinal Basketball on KDAK the Cardinal. Carrington Cardinal Basketball has been brought to you by CHI St. Alexius Carrington Medical Clinic, Central City Lumber, Hefty Seed, Professional Eye Care Centers, Carrington Drug, Central City Concepts, Brinster Law, Headlocks, OK Tire, Arrowwood Prairie Co-op, Pickett Insurance, Sendak, DJ's Home Center, Napa Auto Parts, Dakota Growers Pasta Company, Central Pharmacy, Bank Forward, Bassett Motors, High Plains Equipment, Carrington Dental Care, Leading Edge Equipment, Bremer Bank, Dakota Central, Foster County Independent, and Hydration Station. For more news on Cardinal Athletics, make sure you head on over to our website, newsdakota.com. This has been a production of the I3G Media Sports Network.